I'm like the other woman. Oh, I feel so
naughty.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, hold up. I'll walk out with you. Now, Rach, when she taught you to kiss, you're at camp, and were you wearing any kind of little uniform?
That's fine. Okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Will you watch my phone?
Why don't you just take it with you?
Hey, we haven't been on a second date. She needs to hear me pee.
Why don't you just call her?
I can't call her. I left the message. I have some pride.
Do you?
No. Danielle, hi. Hi, it's Chandler. I'm fine. Listen, I don't know if you tried to call me because, idiot that I am, I accidentally shut off my phone. Oh, okay, that's fine, that's great. Okay. She's on the other line, she's gonna call me back. She's on the other line, she's gonna call me back. She's on the other line, gonna call me back.
Don't you have to pee?
That's why I'm dancing.
Mindy.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. So, what's up?
We should really be sitting for this.
Sure we should.
So, oh God, okay. I'm just going to ask you this once, and I want a straight answer, not like the time when I asked you if those red capri pants made my ass look big. I know things have been weird lately, but you're like my oldest friend in the world, except for Lori Schaefer, who I don't talk to anymore because she's all bitter now that she's lost the weight, and it turns out she doesn't have a pretty face. So, okay, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
Will you be my maid of honor?
Engagement. He's been acting really weird. And then last night, he came home smelling like Chanel.
Really? Mindy, if it'll make you feel any better, when Barry and I first got engaged, he went through a whole weird thing, too.
Oh, God. You see, that's what I was afraid of.
What? What's what you're afraid of?
Okay. When Barry was engaged to you, he and I kind of had a little thing on the side.
What?
I know. And when he proposed to me, everyone said, don't do it. He's just going to do to you what he did to Rachel. And now I feel so stupid.
Oh, Mindy.
Oh, you are so stupid.
Oh, we are both so stupid.
What do you mean?
Smell familiar?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no, me. I am so sorry.
No, I am sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Four letters, circle or hoop?
Ring, damn it, ring!
Thanks.
Hey, you know our phone's not working?
What?
I tried to call you from the coffee shop. There was no answer.
I turned it off. Mother of God, I turned it off.
Just like you told her you did. Just pointing out the irony.
Hey, so listen, I went across the street and talked to the doorman. I got the peeper's name. Mm. Can I use the phone? Can I use your phone? Yeah, the number for a Sydney Marks, please.
Heating device.
Radiator.
Five letters.
Herdader.
Yeah, is Sydney there? Oh, this is. Sydney's a woman.
So she's a woman, so what?
Yeah, so what? Look, I live across the street, and I know all about you and your little telescope, and I don't appreciate it, okay? Yeah, I can see you right now. Hello? If I want to walk around my apartment in my underwear, I shouldn't have to feel like... Thank you. That's not really the point. The point is that... mostly freeways, but occasionally...
You Joey! Know,
yeah, my neighbor. Yeah, the brunette. She said you looked very pretty the other day in the green dress.
The green dress? Really?
Yeah, she said you look like Ingrid Bergman that day.
No!
Did she mention me?
She wants to know why you tie the towel around your head.
It's a leave-in conditioner, okay? It's a leave-in conditioner.
Hey.
Hey.
You got a second?
Sure, sure. Come on. In.
Hello, sweetheart.
What you guys doing here?
We are here to break up with you.
Both of you?
Basically, we think you're a horrible human being and bad things should happen to you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God. I am so sorry. I'm an idiot. I was weak. I couldn't help myself. Whatever I did, I only did because I love you so much.
Which one of us are you talking to there, Bear?
Mindy. Mindy, of course, Mindy. It was always Mindy.
Even when we were having sex in that chair?
I swear, look, whatever I was doing, I was always thinking of you.
Oh, please! During that second time, you couldn't have picked her out of a lineup.
You did it twice?
Well, the first time didn't really count. I mean, you know, it was Barry.
Baby, sweetheart, look, just give me another chance, okay? We'll start all over again. Huh? We'll go back to Aruba.
What is it with you and Aruba? I mean, do you have, like, a deal with the airlines?
Dr. Farber, we've got a bit of an emergency here. Jason Castellano's choking on his retainer.
Oh, God. I'll be right there, Bernice. Look, please, please don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, and we'll be here, hating you. Did you see how he was sweating when he walked out of here? Oh, listen, honey, if I'm hogging the ball too much, you just jump right in there and take a couple punches, because I'm telling you, this feels great.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm still going to marry him.
What are you talking about? Mindy, the guy is the devil. He is Satan in a smock.
Look, I know he's not perfect. But the truth is, at the end of the day, I still really want to be Mrs. Dr. Barry Farber. DDS. Oh, God. Look, I hope you can find some way to be happy for me. And I hope you'll still be my maid of honor.
And I hope Barry doesn't kill you and eat you in Aruba.
You okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, ever since I ran out on Barry at the wedding, I have wondered whether I made the right choice. Ugh, now I know.
Oh, I'm glad.
Big day. All right, I'll give you this. Mr. Peanut is a better dresser. I mean, he's got the monocle, he's got the top hat.
You know he's gay?
I just want to clarify this. Are you outing Mr. Peanut?
Chandler?
Danielle, hi. Everybody, this is Danielle. Danielle, everybody.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been calling you, but it turns out I had your number wrong. And when I finally got the right one from information, there was no answer. So I thought I'd just come down here and make sure you were okay.
Oh, I'm okay.
Listen, maybe we could get together later?
That sounds good. I'll call you. Or you call me. Whatever. You know.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Woohoo! Yeah, there you go.
Second date.
I don't know.
You don't? No.
Oh, well, she seems very nice and everything, but that whole thing about her coming all the way down here just to see if I was okay, I mean, how needy is that?
Oh.